The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
House prices are set to remain near Celtic Tiger levels due to the surging cost of building materials. A new report from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland has revealed that the rising costs of labour, of wood, of metal and other materials will keep those prices high despite the increase in house building numbers. For more on this, we're joined by Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. Tom, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you have described the quest for materials as a nightmare and a perfect storm. What are the ingredients of that perfect storm?
Well, I suppose this hasn't, I know we have major problems since the Ukrainian-Russian war, but immediately after the opening up of building sites and opening up of activity after COVID, there was a surge of demand for products. We know that supply chain was affected just by shipping and by shipping containers and all of that. Brexit obviously is a problem because the normal supply chain here would have come in previously through the UK. That was made complicated by Brexit. And then, of course, we have the Ukrainian-Russian war and the massive increase in energy costs. So it has meant that, you know, while our national inflation figure is around whatever 7%, in lots of construction materials, very important products like steel and timber have gone up by 60 and 100%. And, you know, I was talking to one of my members this morning. He said that hardwood timber flooring, now he's just been notified that it's going up by 20%. He needs to give a 12-week advance order and cash with order. So that's the sort of difficulties that people are having at the moment. It's practically every product that's involved. I think the article you referred to there by the Banking Federation of Ireland said that construction material inflation was up by 18% in April. But since then, just this week, the big suppliers are writing out to all of the building contractors saying cement is up 10%, radiators are up 6%, cylinders are up 10%. Oil tanks are up 17%. So right across the board, radon, I know that was in the news lately, felt and radon materials are up 15%. Waven sewage, a typical 4-inch Waven sewer pipe that's used all around sites, are up 20%. So that's just the norm. That's since we've had the 18%. So yeah. Hyperinflation, I think, is the only description we could give to building materials.
Now, energy is part of pretty much the production of all of these materials, whether it's Waven or whether it's steel, you know, huge amount of energy, and cement in cement kilns, obviously a huge energy input there. So you can understand energy being a factor in the price rises. But to what extent are materials actually sourced locally? You mentioned timber there. Well, hardwood, we don't grow a lot of it here, and we might be waiting decades to harvest some of the native hardwoods. But for roof trusses, for example, that's softwood, which is treated. We used to pretty much produce all of that here.
Yeah, and that is, we have a bit of a national issue here, obviously, then that our Department of Agriculture, who have control over forestry, haven't been able to provide the licenses for our own timber to be harvested. But, you know, I suppose the global trend is timber prices right across the globe. We wrote to the department about public works contract last July. Timber prices at that stage had gone up 35%. They've continued to go up. So in a house, it's the roofing, it's the flooring, it's the stairs, it's the doors. So all timber products are affected. And just, Pat, most of the new housing now is built with timber frame kits. And they previously were €240 per cubic metre of timber. That increased up to €500, and it's just back to €480 per cubic metre now. So that's a doubling in the cost of a timber frame kit, which is the basic unit that you put up before you start putting the brick wall around it and doing all the plumbing and doing all the finishing out. So, you know, it isn't solely because of the Irish situation, but the Irish situation hasn't helped. And I'm sure Irish timber growers must be tearing their hair out that they're not able to take advantage of the very high timber prices that are available in the market here and across the world now.
Now, the confusing thing, of course, is the differential in the cost of housing. The CSO figures, which quoted home prices in the 12 months to March, which did jump 15.2%. So they were up on the previous year. But when you look at the price of a house, for example, in Longford, the lowest price, $136,000, and the median price was $285,000. So half them were below that and half them were above that. And yet in Dunleary Rathdown, the price is $601,000. Now, I'm wondering, I'm not thinking they're building rubbish in Longford. So what's going on there?
Well, I suppose that you're talking about second-hand houses now, existing houses. I suppose location is the biggest factor. Obviously, a site price in Longford is going to be substantially less, and the typical house in Longford that's probably on the market now is of a very low BER rating, and it might be compared with a new, more modern house in Dunleary. So location is the biggest issues, but the cost of building in Dublin City in terms of the different elements of paying your council charges, getting your utility connections, all of those are very, very substantial, and still are more than half of the total cost of building a house at the moment. But the house prices that you are quoting there, Pat, are for existing houses. They're for all houses.
Well, for all houses, new and old. But you'd imagine that, you know, you've got to, if you're in the market, you've got to produce it at the price for that market, whether it's new or secondhand.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're building a house to the current standards, they're similar. It's a bit like saying a guard is paid the same wages in Longford as he is in Dunleary, and he has much bigger, much higher costs of living, or a teacher for that matter. So the new house that's been built currently in Longford versus the house in Dunleary is to the same standard and nearly the same cost of actual building. But it's
you don't see apartments in Longford for 600,000.
Well, I don't think you'll see any apartments in Longford because obviously there isn't a market for apartments in Longford, and there's no need to build apartments in Longford. And that's despite some of the planning regulations that were insisting on apartments in rural towns that just proved to be totally unviable and no market for them.
So nothing to be done, Tom. We are faced with these high prices going forward.
Well, I think obviously the inflation is not just construction issue. It's right across the board. We see it every day. And as long as the conflict continues, and, you know, I suspect that even, and hopefully keeping fingers crossed, that we will see a resolution to the conflict, there's going to have to be a massive rebuild in the Ukraine, which is going to lap up construction materials and construction labour. And if you take steel, that famous Azol plant down in Mariupol, mm-hmm. where the Ukrainians hung out for months and months and months, that was the single biggest steel manufacturing plant in the world. Doubtful if that will ever produce steel again. So rebuilding that capacity for basic raw materials is certainly going to be a challenge. And it's hard to see any positivity in terms of the inflation and the supply issues that are there.
Tom Parlan, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.